Oh, all right. Let's do this. We're going to do this now. That was the old walk up to the mic routine. Start in the middle of the room and walk forward. That was an old voice acting technique. My name is Chris Johnson. I don't really think that I'm such a bad guy. A lot of people in my life have called me a dick or a bastard or said, hey man, fuck you. And those people range from, I don't know, my mom and dad to my ex-wife to people that used to be my friends, to strangers. You know, a lot of people have had problems with me over the years, and a lot of it's probably my fault. I get that. I'm anxious. I'm neurotic. I have destroyed friendships. I'm fucking guilty of it, and I wish I could fucking take it back, and I wish I could just blame fucking anxiety and depression for it, and while it may be potentially a cause or a symptom of it, I still gotta be responsible for my fucking actions. However, when you fucking get right down to it, I really don't think I'm that bad. I like me. I'm a pretty big fan of me. I think I'm pretty fucking awesome. But sometimes I do things, or sometimes I get into certain situations where I maybe don't look before I leap. Or I might talk without fucking thinking. And I might do something that could potentially hurt somebody else, and I just think, aw, motherfucker, I already have a shitty reputation. This is just gonna fucking add on. God damn it. Now I got something else to fucking be sorry about. Somebody said at work recently, it was the head trainer. My head trainer at work, the dog whisperer. Something wasn't working one day. She's just fucking trying over and over and over to get like the systems to work. And she's like, man, sometimes I wonder what I did to deserve this. And I fucking spoke up right there and I said, you know what? You know what, boss? And room of 20 people? I got something to tell you. I never think that. Because I've always done something. There is something I did somewhere to somebody that I'm still fucking paying for right now. I was like, you know what, guys? I love you, but there is a laundry list of reasons why I'm sitting in this room with you all right now. And I didn't mean that to be a negative. I'm happy with my new job. I'm happy that I'm getting paid. But I know that I've fucked a lot of shit up. And shortly after that, in that very room, I created another reason that I needed to be sorry. It was somebody's birthday. And not just somebody's birthday. A pregnant woman's birthday. Bubbles. It was Bubbles' birthday. I don't know Bubbles very well. I know who she is. I've spoken with Bubbles. Bubbles not in my immediate class, but we know each other. We've crossed paths at the new job. If Bubbles sees me, she says hello. So we're friendly enough. And you know what I fucking did? I ripped down her fucking decorations. They decorated the fucking room for her. And I fucking ripped down those decorations. I didn't fucking know. I thought the fucking party was already. You might be wondering, why the fuck would you just walk into a fucking room and see happy birthday decorations and just start ripping that shit down? Well, this is how it happened. It wasn't my fault. I mean, it was my fault, but it wasn't really my fault. I walk in, there's a fucking huge fucking display on the wall that says fucking happy birthday. It says fucking Bubbles. I don't know why the fuck they call her Bubbles, but they fucking call her Bubbles for some fucking reason. And there's like fucking streamers all over a fucking chair and like all over the fucking fans and all fucking hanging all over the fucking place. And I walk in and I see all that birthday shit. I work the fucking 5 at night to 1 in the morning shift. I'm thinking, holy shit, they had a birthday party in here today. Man, it would have been fucking hot. Hey, good for her, you know, she's having a baby, it's her birthday, great. It's like 90 fucking degrees in that goddamn training room. I sweat my fucking balls off in there. And the fucking fan was off, and the fan had fucking streamers all over it. So I fucking ripped that shit off the fucking fan, and I turned that goddamn fan on, and I fucking had it facing me. Fucking head trainer, fucking dog whisperer looks at me, and she's like, what are you doing? I was like, what? It's fucking hot in here. She's like, they set those decorations up for her birthday tomorrow. And you just ripped them down? Oh, god damn it. And then somebody's like, hey, you realize she's pregnant, right? I know she's fucking pregnant. I didn't fucking rip them down because she was fucking pregnant. I mean, I understand you shouldn't fuck with a pregnant woman. I didn't do it on purpose. It was fucking hot in there. Who the fuck decorates for a goddamn party, like, after the shift? Fucking come in early and decorate for that shit. God fuck. I felt pretty bad after that. They're like, oh, now he's really embarrassed. I'm like, well, I'm not really embarrassed, but I do feel kind of bad. But maybe fucking tell me that these goddamn decorations are for tomorrow when I walk in and I won't rip them down. Actually, I probably would still rip them down, but I wouldn't have fucking ripped them up. I ripped fucking streamers all over the fucking place. So that's what I'm paying for now. I fucking ripped apart Bubbles decorations. Pregnant woman. Hey, happy birthday. Chris just ripped down your shit. Don't worry, the dog whisperer hung that shit back up for me. And you know what I did? I did the gracious thing, and I took credit for hanging the decorations back up. Somebody walked in. They said, oh, you put those back on the fan? Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. I certainly did. And then I realized after that, you know what, dickhead? You just bought yourself some more shit. Not only did you rip her decorations down, you lied about helping to put them back up. Yeah. Yes, I did. So I'll be paying for that now. This is how it's going to work. One of these days, something's going to fucking happen. I'll be like, what the fuck did I do to deserve this? And that's on the list. I have one more thing to check off the list now. Good. I'm sure some of you have been in that same situation, right? You ever fuck up a pregnant girl's birthday decorations at work? If you have, send me a tweet at Johnson Hates You. We need some solidarity, don't we? I got new episodes coming out Sundays and Wednesdays. You can follow this on Podbean, the main hub for the podcast. It's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and TuneIn as well, as long with some other places. You can subscribe most of those places. So if I can get on that shit, eh?